Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got competing emotions today. There's no question about it. You're 3-0, Niner fans, but you also lost one of your best, and you didn't lose this one temporarily. You lost him for the rest of the year. Nick Bosa's gone with a torn ACL. So those two things get into a little boxing match inside our bellies. You won. You won dramatically. You're 3-0, and you feel like you're stealing right now. You don't even feel like the Niners have played great football. Yet you're 3-0 with two division wins. You're sitting there in first place, picking your teeth, looking down at the Los Angeles Rams. Isn't it wonderful? And in the back of your mind, you're like, plus we're going to get better. We're going to acquire a quarterback. We're going to acquire a tight end. We're going to acquire some really good receivers. Acquire. Bang. Nick Bosa's out for the year. Does that knock out your 3-0 excitement? Or does your 3-0 excitement find a way to navigate through the disappointment and just that bummed feeling, that pit in your stomach? And does it end up winning as we move here into the second half of our day? What wins? The excitement of 3-0 or the devastation of another torn ACL for Nick Bosa? So we would love to hear from you. We'll take your calls right now and throughout the day. 888-957-9570. Within you, what's winning? Is it the 3-0 exaltation sensation? Or is it the depressive nature? Thank you. Is it the depressive nature of Nick Bosa's out for the year?
It's the 3-0 because 3-0 is 3-0. And yes, Nick Bosa's out for the year, and that sucks, and I feel for him, and I feel for Cheryl, friend of the program, and all the rest of it, and this is now the third time he's torn his ACL, and I was looking back at his history, because I was remembering that before he went...
No, come on.
Come on. Not ACL.
Can I admit something awful? It's not awful, but like, I'm driving in today, and I'm like, is he gonna do the Cheryl impersonation today? Mom, I tore my ACL.
Oh, yikes.
Oh, no, babe.
No.
Not Nick.
I have to admit it went through my head.
Me
I
too.
Hate, I hate myself for but that. But it did.
I mean, I didn't want to, you know, get to that in the opening segment, but...
Here we are.
And it sucks. And I was thinking about Nick Bosa and his ligaments because I remembered back in high school, before he went to Ohio State, he had the torn ACL, and I actually looked it up. And Cheryl Bosa was the one who reported it, saying, yeah, it was a partial tear of his right ACL. And then back in 2020, it was the left ACL, and now it's the right ACL again. And so part of me thinks it's really sad for Nick because
for sure.
He may never be the same player again. He's now torn his ACL three times, two on the one side, one on the other. That's for another day. I know he can rehab and still be a very good player, but in the short term, yeah, you're 3-0, and you have a really good defense without him. You played really well yesterday without him. You have an offense that is getting healthier and getting better, and you're 3-0. And, you know, it's football, Mark, and you've talked a lot about it. Like, injuries are 100% guaranteed for everyone, maybe not this bad, but you're a team that is 3-0. You can't be better than 3-0. You're not going to go 17-0, but can you be?
Uh-huh.
I mean, you're allowed to.
You are.
Only a few teams are allowed to still in the NFL. And so I feel really, really bad for Nick because, God, he's playing so well. And you watched it happen. And I actually thought immediately the worst. I didn't know if it was an ACL, but the way his knee bent and the way he was kind of pushed and contacted, I thought, oh, boy.
Yeah, it's non-contact.
Yeah. I mean, it was minor contact, but the knee just went boom. And so I thought, oh, my God, the worst. And so, yeah, you feel terrible for Nick, and you realize that the team has got to go forward, but you're 3-0. That's awesome.
They're 3-0.
3-0.
And they're kind of 4.5-0. They're 2-0 in the division, and one of them's on the road. So that's worth two, and the Cardinal game's worth 1.5. The Niners are 4.5-0.
Whatever you want to do with
your
fractions.
That's what I want to do.
You get crazy with your fractions.
Well, I just, again.
If you beat Jacksonville and you lose to the Rams and you're 4-1 and the Rams are also 4-1, well then.
You're in second place.
Right.
So that's worth a loss and a half. So
sure.
Then you're down to.
Whatever.
6.5.
However you want to do it.
Carry the two. You get what I'm saying.
I totally do.
All last week, this game is bigger. This game is bigger than your sexy matchups against the Cowboys or the Packers or the Lions or the Eagles or whatever. This is bigger. It's a Cardinal division team. And by the way, they lost a really big horse, too. They lost a really, I think, very highly of Trey Benson. I think their running game is going to survive for now. But they lost a really good football player, too. And they lost a game. So to them, that feels like they lost 1.5. Plus, they had the lead with 2 minutes to go, you know? So anyway, let's talk it out. Again, we want to hear from you. Let's do it. 888-957-9570. What is winning inside your emotions? The high of the 3-0 or the low of Nick Bosa? Let's go to Rob in San Jose. Hi, Rob. Thank you for calling Willard and Dibs. What's up?
Yeah, I mean, for me, man, it's definitely the Bosa winning out. Just having it happen again to him. Having all the injuries that we already have, being down the players that we are, the wins are great, but the wins are temporary, and Bosa's out for the rest of the season. And obviously there's going to be a means to a regression where we're not going to be, you know, 4-5, 6-7-0. You got some tough games coming up against the Rams, against the Bucks. And yeah, man, he's the leader of the defense, right? It's like losing Fred Warner. Like, Bosa and Fred Warner are the cornerstones that we have now. And so losing a cornerstone on the defensive side, we've lost a couple cornerstones on the offensive side. It's great they're finding ways to win, but just really kind of sucks.
I get it.
Yeah.
And by the way, I want to, like, I'm just kind of joking to be like, I'm going to make you be happy today. I don't know. There's not a right or wrong answer here. It's just how long you want to take to, thank you, Rob, to process something and sort of like what wins out in the end with the way you look at it. For me, this is why the 3-0 start outweighs the bummer nature of the Nick Bosa injury. The reason it wins out is I try like hell in these seasons to stay right where we are. It's absolutely why I reject Super Bowl or bust on you every year. I don't ever like it. I don't care.
That's not it this year.
No, but
that was last year.
To me, but it's never. It's never because it's why I don't like playing win-loss on the schedule game. I don't know who's going to be available in December. But I will tell you, same thing here in the positive direction. I don't know who's going to be on the team in December. Trey Hendrickson might be on the team. Cam Jordan might be on the team. There's a bunch. Have you all watched the NFL? Some sucky teams out there who are not going to care about their players come trade deadline. And they're going to be looking to shed. And the 49ers have the cap space to do it with expiring contracts. Hendrickson comes up because his agreement with the Bengals was not a big deal. They agreed on a one-year expiring deal. He's perfect. And you could say, well, but the Bengals are 2-0. Give me a break. They're not going to be 2-1 now. Did you see them yesterday? They're done.
I started Jake Browning.
They're done.
Well,
they're done.
I mean, he's allowed to play better, but
I know,
that was a struggle yesterday. And it was not all him. They turned the ball over 71 times.
It's incredible.
I mean, wow.
They have a bad defense already, and now their offense is missing their quarterback. Like, they're not going to win a lot of football games. So that's an interesting target. And I don't know where this is going to go, but if the Niners' record, when does the trade deadline come around? When is that?
Usually about the end of October.
Right. And so the Niners will be, what, 9 games in?
Something like that.
Like, if they're 7-2 or something like that, which is beyond reasonable, if they're, like, they're going to make, they'll make some moves if that's what they feel like is necessary. So I don't run the Nick injury through the Super Bowl.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whole prism. I just run it through right now. And can they continue to function over the next couple of months without Nick Bosa? Yeah, at a lower level. But yeah, they can still, I don't think they're going to win all the games, but they can still win some of them.
Of course.
For sure.
November 4th is the trade deadline. So you've got another, you know, basically a month and a week. So roughly 6 games until you get to the deadline. And sure. You know, you're allowed to trade before that. Famously, they had the Jimmy Garoppolo trade, which was on Halloween, October 31st, way back when they picked up Garoppolo. So they could make a move earlier than that. And, you know, it all comes down for me to see what you have. You drafted all these young defensive players, and now you got Mykel Williams, who can play outside. Your interior defensive line has been really, really good with Collins and Davis. And Huff has quietly been better than you would have thought. So I don't know if you are going to be that desperate just yet in the short term, and we'll see. You play 2 or 3 games, you see how everyone else can fit into your defense, and you act accordingly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.